Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and we're with Miles Reed, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Hard for me to believe this story we're about to talk about would have happened pre-internet, but apparently a young man drove a motorcycle into a Price Chopper.
This is a story that we first developed on Monday night about a young man in Schenectady taking his dirt bike, a little motorcycle, and taking a ride through the Price Chopper right near Central Park. It's on Eastern Parkway. That's a popular spot. It was about 9:30 p.m. on September 1st, and there were shoppers in the store. And the video starts. You can see that he recorded with a GoPro, and he revs up his engine in the parking lot. And it's very clearly the Price Chopper, if anybody shopped there. And he revs it up. He's not going really fast. He's going pretty slow. But he proceeds to go into the store, passing shoppers. And then he goes right into some of the shopping aisles, and he's kind of revving the engine, and other shoppers are looking around saying, what is going on? Even at some point, he pops a wheelie in a pretty narrow little area. Luckily, he didn't hurt anybody. And it looks like it definitely was a coordinated stunt, because at some point, right at the end of his trip, there looked like there was a second cameraman. We don't know who that was. But the Schenectady Police Department have asked for anybody who was a shopper that night who was seen in the video to contact them, because they need eyewitnesses to help corroborate what happened. And they also want to, you know, find out more about what he was up to. These kind of video stunts have happened from time to time in recent years. So it is this internet sensation where people put these bizarro stunts on video on YouTube and try to get people to like them and try to drive some money about it. So far, we don't think he's derived any money, but just the publicity from this case drove visitors to his YouTube way off the chart yesterday. He's been arrested and charged with a misdemeanor charge of reckless endangerment. And then additionally, he was charged the other day with having a stolen motorcycle. Turns out it was a different motorcycle than the one that was used in this video, they believe. So he has been arrested. He's been released on bond. But mainly the police department and also the Price Chopper officials want to know more about it, because they realize it was a really dangerous stunt that somebody could have gotten hurt in it.
From that to a little better news, at least a proposal for it, that's called the Thriving Neighborhoods Challenge. Tell us about this.
This was something that was finally revealed last night by a number of Schenectady officials. And the general thrust of this is that Schenectady is experiencing a lot of renaissance and return, especially in the downtown core business area with the casino and lots of restaurants and some offices in downtown. But what they recognize, what we've recognized, is that the neighborhoods are still struggling in a great way. And so the Schenectady Foundation, which is this wonderful nonprofit that really is a sort of an umbrella group, pull this together along with the city, and they're going to make available up to $250,000 a year for neighborhood projects. What they did is they announced yesterday that people can apply for these, and then they will select some by early January. And what they're trying to talk about is ideas that come from these neighborhoods, whether they're a public art project or a youth venture, some kind of environmental project or beautification. And the key thrust here is that the money is going to be available to some community groups that can come up with some viable idea. And these ideas will be vetted by what's called a challenge council. It's almost like a TV show. But this challenge council will help guide them in articulating what their vision is. And then the foundation will then award a few of these the money. And then they'll have 12 months to put them together. Already, some of the ideas that were hatched last night by some community members were some kind of a youth performing arts center. There were other ideas about community artwork to celebrate the immigrant communities in the city of Schenectady. So I think their idea here is stimulating some ideas that come from the neighborhoods to get them more involved in some kind of projects that will help their community.
Miles Reed, he's the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. or pick up a copy of the paper. And there's more of our conversation online at WAMC.org. Miles, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, David.